好像一上了台就很紧张。
拼命咳嗽，
音节都找不到。啊，今天跟大家分享是约翰二书。
Today I'd like to share with you second epistle of James, of John.
约翰二书很短。
It's a very short epistle.
而且所以就一共只有十三节的经节。
They're all together 13 verses.
我们刚刚已经都念过了。
And we just read it.
在我看这个约翰二书的时候，我觉得这是一篇很短可是很亲切的一封书信。
I feel that while I'm reading this epistle, even though it's a short one, but it's a very endearing one.
那我们都知道这是使徒约翰写的。
We all know that this was written by Apostle John.
我们对于他写信的对象有两种不同的看法。
There are two views as to who he was writing the letter to.
那不管是哪一种看法，你看来都有一种很亲切的感觉。
No matter which perspective you like to adopt, you still feel this is a very endearing letter.
我们刚刚说，念的第一节说，做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他儿女。这里谈到的对象是一位蒙拣选的太太，或者是一位女士跟她的儿女。
Here in the first verse which we just read,the recipient is listed here is the elder to the chosen lady and her children.
从字面上来看的话，
according to the printed word,
有人说这就是的的确确在当时的教会里面有这样一位姐妹。
Some people said that there is really such a lady.
那么这个姐妹也有儿女。
And this lady had children too.
那使徒约翰写信给这位姐妹，向他表示他对这姐妹的爱护跟帮助。
And so the Apostle John wrote to this lady to show his health and also his concern.
那么假如我们是弟兄，你可不可以说这不是写给我的呢？
So if you are a brother today, can you say, well, this letter is not for me?
那当然不是了。
Of course not.
那么你可以从个人的方面，你会觉得使徒约翰很有亲切的在跟我们讲话。
You personally, you can still feel the warmth coming out from this letter.
可是有很多人对这个的解释呢，这个太太是代表教会。
But there's another interpretation that said this lady represents a church.
因为耶稣把教会当作他的心腹。
Because Jesus said his church is his bride.
那么他这位太太的儿女呢，也就是教会里面的弟兄姐妹们。
And therefore, the children of this lady is the members of the church.
那么，假如我们今天看这封书信的话呢，我们可以认为这个他是写给我们这个教会。
So if we're reading this epistle today, we can really feel that it's really written for us.
他所指的每一位儿女，也就是我们教会里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
All the children mentioned can really be all the brothers and sisters today.
所以这样看来也是很亲切的。
So with this perspective, you can still feel it's very endearing letter.
因为他说了一些很多造就我们的话。
Because he said a lot of things that is edifying to us.
这一本书我们可以把它分成两大段。
We can divide this book into two big sections.
有两个不同的主题。
With two different topics.
那么从前面的第一节开始。
Starting from first verse.
到第六节。
To verse six.
我们算是今天我们的题目的第一个大段。
We can say it's the first big topic.
这一个大段的一个小题目就是基督徒真理的活出。
So we can give it a title and that is Living the Christian Truth.
那么第七节开始、
so、
到第十一节
7 to verse 11
是谈到一个对基督徒的一个教导跟警告。
It's talking about a teaching for Christians and also warning.
也很可能，也为什么使徒约翰写这封信的目的。
Maybe that's the main reason why Apostle John wrote this epistle.
这里面谈到基督徒的爱心是有一个限制的。
Here it talks about Christian love has limits.
也许很多人对这个想法觉得很奇怪。
Maybe you feel this kind of strange way of saying it.
等一下我们可以来仔细的看。
And we'll look in more detail later on.
首先我们看一个基督徒怎么样把这个真理活出来。
First of all, let's see how can a Christian live out his truth, the truth.
我们就从使徒约翰跟这一位太太他写这封信跟他描写的情形可以看出几点来。
We can see a few points from this letter, which John wrote.
因为这里说到这一位太太是神所拣选的。
It talks about this lady being chosen by God.
那么他怎么知道这位太太是被神所拣选的呢？
How does he know that she was chosen by God?
因为从他的身上看到他有神的真理在。
Because he can see the truth of God in her.
而且他也把神的真理从他的生命中活出来。
And also she lives out God's truth through her life.
所以我们今天就看基督徒的真理怎么样从生命上像这位太太一样把它活出来。
So today we'll first look at the living out of the Christian truth through the Christian's life.
假如我们就从字面来讲说真的有这样一位妇人。
If we choose the view that there is such a lady.
那么有的解经术家就说这个很可能是一位出身很好比较很有受人尊敬的有一个高贵的背景的一位妇人。
Some Bible commentators describe this lady as somebody from a well-to-do family and it's a noble lady.
那么 这里谈到这位妇人跟她的儿女。
And here it's talking about this lady and her children.
没有谈到她的丈夫。
Did not mention her husband.
很可能这位丈夫自己本身很有地位很有很高的背景自己觉得不需要救恩。
Maybe this husband had very high position, noble position, and he didn't think he needed salvation.
我们知道在第一世纪，这种情形是很普遍。
We know this is very popular situation in the first century.
在那个时候的教会，甚至我们看主耶稣在世上侍奉的时候，有很多的妇女在支持他。
Remember that in the early church, during Jesus' time, there are very many women serving Jesus.
我们从使徒行传里面也看到有的妇女她很有财富把家打开放出来让教会在她家里面有聚会。
And also in the book of Acts, we saw a very wealthy woman opening up her house for the purpose of meeting there.
假如我们这样子想的话这一位妇女能够在他身上有真理能够在他身上把真理活出来不是一件很简单的事。
So if we think along that line, to have this lady living out truth in her life, it's not really something very easy in those days.
因为主耶稣亲自讲过
Because Jesus said himself,
让一个富有的人进神的国是很困难的。
It's very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
我们都记得那个富有的人听到主耶稣叫他变卖一切的所有就怎么样低头丧气的就走了是不是
Remember that a rich man when Jesus told him to sell all his possessions and to follow him he left very dejectedly.
那我们就想到这一位被拣选的妇女怎么能够把真理活出来。
So let's ask a question. How can this chosen lady live out her truth and her faith?
是她自己有能力。
Is it because she has this ability to do so?
是她很虔诚。
Maybe she is very godly?
但这两个很可能她都是。
Maybe she possesses both characters.
可这两个并不是能够让她把真理活出来的原因。
But the main reason why she could live out her faith was not those two reasons.
这两个只是她能够活出真理的一个结果。
those two things were the result of her living out.
我们在讲义的那个 outline 谈到有三点，可以看出为什么基督徒可以活出这个真理来。
In the outline, we listed three points to explain how can Christians live out the Christian faith.
第一点说是基督徒的真理住在基督徒里面。
First, it talks the truth indwells us.
第二点说到真理带领我们。
Secondly, the truth leads us.
第三点说真理命令我们。
Thirdly, the truth commands us.
换句话说，我们同样的跟这位妇人一样，我们如果能够把真理从生命中活出来，不是我们自己的力量。
So, we are, like this lady. If we can live out the truth, it's not because of our own.
是主要因为神已经把真理放在我们里面。
It's because God first put His truth.
那么真理在我们里面继续不断地教导我们，带领我们 ，and 命令我们。
And so this truth is in us, it continues to teach us, to guide us, to command us.
我们这几个礼拜五晚上在我们查经班曾经思想这个得救的问题。
For the past few weeks in our Bible study, we have been thinking about salvation.
说我们一个人能够得救是神的恩典。
For anybody to be saved is the grace of God.
我们能够愿意听福音也是神的恩典。
And the willingness to listen to the gospel is again God's grace.
我们听了以后能够懂也是神的恩典。
And the ability to understand after we heard it is again God's
grace. 那么这里我们知道听了懂了能够活得出来也是神的恩典。
And so similarly, after we hear it, we can understand, and to be able to live it out is a God's grace too.
那么这里有个好处。
And there's an advantage here.
就是说我们不必灰心。
So let's not be downhearted.
我们不一定说我活不出来。
And don't say I cannot live it out.
只要我们肯。
We only have to be willing.
只要我们愿意听在我们里面真理的话。
And we're willing to listen to the truth that's speaking in us.
我们就可以。
And we can do it.
所以我再念一下约翰二书二章二书二节跟三节。
Let me read verses 2 and 3.
爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上，必常与我们同在。这是神给我们的应许。
This is a promise from God.
所以这个真理一定与我们在我们里面，也与我们同在。
So this truth is in us and abides in us.
我们说了半天真理。
So we've talked a little bit about truth.
什么是真理？
And what is truth?
你想过没有？
Have you thought about that?
是不是很复杂？
It's very complicated.
我们你想的真理跟你隔壁的弟兄姐妹想的真理是不是同一个真理？
Is your truth the same as the person next to you?
我们要先把这个讲清楚。
Let's explain this clearly.
什么是基督徒的真理？
What is the Christian faith? A Christian truth.
为什么这是很重要呢？
Why is it so important?
因为你看来很简单，基督徒的生命就是建筑在这个真理上面。
It may seem simple, but a Christian life is built on this foundation of truth.
那么这真理是什么？
So what is truth?
在这个约翰一书里面，
In First John,
约翰就给真理下了个定义。
John gave a definition for truth.
他说这个真理就是信基督。
He said this, truth is believing in Christ.
他说这个真理就是顺服基督。
And truth is to obey Christ.
他说这个真理就是爱基督。
And truth is to love Christ.
那么在这个 Charles Ryrie 的一本他的 Study Bible 上面他说的这样子一句话。
Charles Ryrie, in his Study Bible wrote the following.
他说这个真理就是有关基督的福音信息。
He said truth is gospel message of Christ.
所以这基说起来好像还是很空，不是很具体哈。什么是基督的福音 信息。
What is the gospel message of Christ? It's still not very easy to understand.
这真理呢，也就是说有关任何所有有关基督的事情就是真理。
Is anything that any truth that is about Jesus that is truth?
那么这个真理就包括耶稣是神的独生子。
So this truth includes that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God.
这个真理就包括基督道成肉身来到这个世上。
This truth includes the incarnation of Jesus Christ into earth.
这个真理包括也就是基督钉在十字架上为我们的罪死。
This truth also includes that Jesus died for us on the cross, for our sins.
这个真理也就是主耶稣基督死后又复活。
This truth also is that Jesus rose from the dead.
这个真理就包括所有主耶稣基督在世上所教导的一切。
Truth includes everything Jesus taught when he was on earth.
所以你们他们很多在神学的人专门学一个叫基督学。
So some people in the seminary they take a course that's called Christology.
这就是真理。
And that is the truth.
我们都知道。
We all know it.
你现在想想看，其实并不是什么很奥、很玄妙的。
If you think about it, really, it's not that deep.
这个真理很重要。
Truth is very important.
为什么？因为主耶稣在约翰福音曾经讲过，这个真理必定让我们得自由。
Because Jesus said in John that this truth will set us free.
怎么样？我们什么是我们的自由
？What is our freedom?
这个自由就是说，真理必定让我们脱离了罪的捆绑。
It means that this truth will set us free from the bondage of sin.
这就是为什么我们可以活出真理，从我们生命上可以活出来。
And that's why we can live out the truth in our life.
假如一个人看到我们是不再受罪的捆绑。
If a person sees that we are no longer under the bondage of sin.
假如一个人自己觉得自己不再受罪的捆绑。
If a person feels that he's no longer under the bondage of sin.
这就是表示真理在我们里面。
This shows that truth is in us.
所以这个第三节这里刚刚我们念过，说恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子基督耶稣在真理和爱心上，必常与我们同在。这个就表示这个真理是从神那里来的。
In verse 3 it says, grace, mercy, and peace will be with us. It shows that this truth is from God.
有真理的人就会有神的恩惠、怜悯跟平安。
He who has the truth of God in him will have grace, mercy, and peace.
所以真理在我们里面，我们就会有这么多的好的福气哈。
So if truth is in us, we will have all these blessings.
那么第二点说真理带领我们。
The second point is that the truth leads us.
这是在第四节。
This is found in verse 4.
这里说我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命遵行真理的就甚喜欢。
It says here, I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father.
中文的翻译叫遵行真理，那么英文的翻译是 walking in truth.
The Chinese translation for walking in truth is obeying the truth.
那么换句话说，遵行真理，那么真理是带领我们。
In other words, to obey the truth, which leads us.
那么真理带领我们，我们就怎么样
？When the truth leads us, what happens to us?
一个人带领你，你的反应是什么
？The person leads you, what's your reaction to him?
他无论带我到哪里，我必怎么样？
No matter where he leads me, I will what?
有两个字是吧？我必跟随。
I will follow.
所以 walking in truth 是英文的翻译。
So the English translation is walking in truth.
所以换句话说，一个人能够把真理活出来，就表示他是在受真理的带领。
So if a person, if he's living out this truth, means that he's being led by truth.
可是英文的翻译有一个很重要的，中文翻译不出来。
this a good point in the English translation that's kind of missing in the Chinese.
因为那个英文字是个现动词，是个现在进行式，对不对 ？Walking.
The English grammar used here, walk is walking as a present perfect tense.
Present participle.
Participle.
Yeah. 这是什么意思
？What does it mean?
实际上是现在进行式。
Means that it's continuing on.
从过去到现在到将来，一直都是要这样子做。
It's a beginning in the past, continuing now, and in the future.
换句话说，我们要养成一种习惯。
In other words, we should cultivate this habit.
不仅仅说我今天把这个真理行出来。
Not only to live out this truth today.
可是我好一点，我这个礼拜把它活出来。
Or this whole week.
再厉害，我会一个月把它活出来。
Or even more seriously, for a whole month.
可这句话的意思不是这样，不够。
But this is not enough according to verse 4.
要用我们现在一句话是 24/7.
So we should do it.
一年365天都要。
24/7.
而且每一年都要。
And every year.
能够这样子做。
If we are going to do that.
不是很简单。
It's not easy.
可是呢？因为真理在带领我们
because the truth is leading us.
而且我们一定要跟随
and we must follow.
我们跟随真理 真理的带领可以让我们走到我们所愿意到的地方
we follow the guidance of truth and we'll get to where we're supposed to be.
所以这里给我们我们要一个很仔细的一个思想
So here we should think very carefully.
我们要靠自己做不到。
By our own power, we cannot do it.
可是我们愿意顺从的时候。
But if we are willing to be obedient,
我们就做得到。
Then we can.
很简单。
It's very easy.
只要我们能顺从。
If only we will obey.
我们前面说真理在我们里面。
We just said that truth is in us.
你怎么知道真理在你里面
How do you know truth is in you?
假如你今天突然有一个犯罪的念头
If today you suddenly have this feeling that you want to sin
在有这个念头的时候是不是有另外一个念头告诉你、哎、这样做是不对的
If you have this idea to sin and is it counteracted by an idea that tells you not to do it
但那个跟你讲那个念头叫你不做的时候是表示真理在我们里面。
And the thought that tells you don't do it means the truth is in us.
在那个时候，真理在带领我们。
And at that time, truth is leading us.
在那一刹那，不晓得多短的时间里面，我们就要做一个很快的决定。
At that instant, we have to make a quick decision.
我要不要遵守
？Do I want to obey?
很快。
Very quick.
我不晓得 how millisecond 不可能一秒钟 都太长了
One second.
很快你就做了那个决定
Very quickly you have to make a decision
假如说你第一次你听到这个声音你就停止你就不做了
If the first time you heard this voice and stopped right away
第二次听到了你又没做
And the second time you did a thing
你这样常常这样做，你就变成有一个习惯，就是听了真理的话。
So if you continue to do that many times, then you've developed a habit.
这就是为什么我们刚说用这个现在进行式，要随时随地不断的。我们越做的越多，就越容易。
That's why we said that it's in the present participle, because the more we do it, the easier it becomes.
一开始的时候可能不容易。
When it just started, maybe it wasn't so easy.
一开始可能我们的反抗性还比较强。
The first time we had a very strong rejection against it.
可是我们越愿意顺从，顺从越多，就变成了我们一个生活的形态。
The more and more we are willing to submit to it, then becomes a way of living for us.
所以这就是一个继续不断的一个，所以我们说来是一个继续不断的增长。
So we can say that it's a perpetual struggle for us.
也可以是继续不断的生长。
Or we can say it's perpetual growth.
所以你从正面看，从反面看，目的带领我们顺从主的命令。
So we can look at us either from positive side or negative side. It leads us to obey the truth of God. So these are the two points.
说到真理在我们里面,
talks about the truth indwelling us.
现在我们知道,
and now we know how we can know that truth is in us.
真理在随时随地的在教导我们,
and truth continues to teach us,
警告我们,
to warn us.
或者是你做对了, 你心里很舒服的时候, 真理在告诉你, 你做的是对,
or when you do something right, truth tells you that that is right and makes you feel very good.
我们能够这样子做,
the ability to do that
是靠着神的恩典,
is what, completely from God.
只要我们愿意继续不断地学习, 继续不断地顺从,
if you are willing to continue to learn and obey,
我相信这就是说, 在别人就会慢慢看到我们身上把真理活出来的见证。
And then people will begin to notice that we are living up the truth.
我们在做见证, 不论我们听从不听从真理, 我们都在做见证。
Whether we live for the truth or not, we are a testimony in front of people.
看我们做的是什么样子的见证。
Depends on what kind of testimony we give them.
第三点,
the third point,
说是因为真理命令我们。
The truth commands us.
在这里呢, 我们看一下这个第五节开始我来念哈。
Let's look at verse 5.
说太太呀, 我现在劝你, 我们大家要彼此相爱, 这并不是我所写一条新命令给你, 乃是我们从起初所说的命令。 这里, 约翰, 在这里, 使徒约翰转了一个弯。
Here in verse 5, we see John taking a turn here.
他把真理跟爱把它连在一起了。
He's coupling truth with love.
所以他这里讲什么? 他这里讲, 我们大家, 要彼此相爱, 这是一条新命令, 这不是一条新命令, 这是你们从前起初就所受的命令。
He's saying here that we should love one another, but this is not a new commandment because you have had this from the beginning.
因为真理在这里教导我们要彼此相爱。
Because truth teaches us that we should love each other.
那么我们看一下在, 约翰一书里面对这个讲得更清楚一点。
Let's go to 1 John
第二章,
chapter 2
第七节,
verse 7
到第十一节,
to
我来把它念一下。 说亲爱的弟兄啊, 我写给你们的, 不是一条新命令, 乃是你们从起初所受的, 旧命令, 这旧命令, 就是你们所听见的道。 那么, 我就暂时停一下, 这个旧命令, 大家知不知道它指的是什么?
See, that was verse 7, Kenan just read, do you know what is this, the old commandment? What is it?
这个是在利未记里面有, 叫我们爱人如爱我们的邻舍如爱我们的自己, 对不对? 爱人如己。
This old commandment can be found in Leviticus.
所以这个是一个命令,
tells us that we
是爱, 谈到这个爱。
And this old commandment here talks about love.
然后第八节, 再者我写给你们的是一条新命令, 在主是真的, 在你们也是真的, 因为黑暗渐渐过去, 真光已经照耀。 为什么到新约时候这个命令说又是一条新命令呢?
That was verse 8. Why do we see this new commandment now in the New Testament?
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上又把他的爱向我们显明了。
Because Jesus showed his love for us on the cross.
所以这个是真的。
So this is true.
所以在我们也是真的, 因为真光已经照耀。
And it is true to us because true light is already shining.
所以后面呢, 我们, 他说, 人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄, 他到如今还是在黑暗里。 爱弟兄的就是住在光明中, 在他并没有半截的缘, 半截的缘由, 唯独恨弟兄的是住在黑暗里, 且在黑暗里行也不知道往哪里去, 因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。 这里谈到一件事情, 啊, John MacArthur 给这个经节做过一个很好的 解释谈到这个爱。
That was verses 9-11, and John MacArthur gave a very good commentary about love.
我先把它用中文翻译一下，等一下请师母把英文把它念出来。所以我们刚刚念的说是有光有黑暗，他这里说
We just talked about light and darkness in the verses we just read.
他说变成一个基督徒是从死里面复活，然后把爱把恨变成爱。一个人缺乏爱的表现就是表示他在属灵上是已经死了。爱呢是最好的一个标准，让我们可以看到这个人有没有亲自经验过重生。假如他的爱不够或者是没有，表示他仍然在黑暗中，在属灵来讲是死的。
So I was quoting John MacArthur. Becoming a Christian is a resurrection from death to live, and turning hate to love. A lack of love indicates that one is spiritually dead. Love is the sure test of whether someone has experienced a new birth or is still in darkness of spiritual death.
所以我们刚刚谈到很简单的，你只要把刚刚我们念的第七节到第十一节听起来好像念的时候比较困难，听看到 MacArthur 的这个将 MacArthur 解释就很清楚。
John MacArthur's commentary helped us to explain verses 7-11, made it easier for us.
So 就是说，我们假如已经从死里复活，我们就应该把恨变成爱。
Means that if we are resurrected from death.Then we will turn hate to love.
我们有没有爱，也就是表示我们有没有重生。
Whether we have love or not shows whether we have been born again.
那我们看一下主耶稣对爱的这个教导跟命令。我们看一下马太福音二十二章，我们很熟悉的。
Let's turn to Matthew 22 to see what Jesus talks about.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew 22.
这里从三十五节开始。
Starting from verse 35.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。所以耶稣在这里就把所有的律法归纳到爱神跟爱人。
So Jesus summarized all the laws into two main parts, to love God and love man.
假如我们能够这样子做，
If we are able to do that,
我们就实现了律法。
And we have lived out the law.
不像犹太人有两百多条的律法，一样一样的要去遵守。
Not like the Jews, they have over 200 commands.
所以有人曾经讲过这样子一句话。
And so somebody said this.
你假如真能够做到爱人如己的话，
If you can really love others as yourself,
你不大可能会违背任何神的命令。
It's almost impossible that you will break any of God's laws.
所以我们都知道所谓的这个英文叫 Golden Rule 啊，中文把它翻译作是为人的准则，是记载在马太福音第七章那里。我们一直叫 Golden Rule， 是不是？
You've heard of the Golden Rule. It really came from Matthew chapter 7.
所以这个 Golden Rule 我们可以从两个不同的方面来看，一个从正面来看。一个从反面来看。
We can look at the golden rule from two perspectives, from the positive side and negative side.
从正面看，就是说，你想人家怎么样对待你，你就怎么样对待人。
From positive side, it says that if you want others to treat you a certain way, you treat them that way.
从反面看呢，更简单，就是己所不欲，勿施于人。你自己不愿意做的，也不要做在别人身上。
And on the negative side, it is saying that what you don't want others to do to you, don't do it to them.
所以我们这样子看来，我们做基督徒的， 要彼此相爱。
So, as a result, we say that Christians should love one another.
第一，这是神的命令。
First, this is God's command.
这是唯一一件最重要的，在主耶稣来看是最重要的一条，最大的一条。
According to Jesus, this is the great and foremost commandment.
那么我们也知道。
And we all know.
假如我们能够彼此相爱，人家就看出我们是主的门徒。
If we can love one another, then other people can tell that we are disciples of Christ.
我记得前一段时间牧师曾经讲过好几次，你怎么知道你对重生有确据？
I remember the pastor said in the past a question he posed. He said, how do you know that you're saved? What kind of assurance do you have?
我记得牧师讲的时候是用的约翰一书。
I remember pastor used 1 John to answer that question.
那么他那个时候就说，假如我们彼此能够彼此相爱，这是表示我们有重生的确据。
He said that
得救的确据。
If we can love each other, then we have the proof of our salvation.
那我们今天也可以这样说，我们如果能够彼此相爱，我们就已经把我们里面的真理活出来。
We can say it in the same way that if we can love each other, then we have lived out the truth that is in us.
所以我们现在所看的，就是把我们放在这一位太太的地位。
So what we have looked at so far is to put ourselves in the position of this lady.
当我们念的时候，我们就好像听使徒约翰在对我们讲话。
And as we read this epistle, John is as though John is actually speaking to us.
那么我们所得到的就是我们知道真理已经在我们里面。
And what we have learned is that the truth is already in us.
凡是我们已经相信过，我们已经在神面前承认、认罪、悔改，我们愿意做基督徒，我们就有真理在我们里面。
If we believe and we repented of our sins and we're willing to turn around to God, then we are saved.
这个真理，每一时、每一刻、每一秒都在我们里面带领跟教导。
And this truth is in us every second of our life, leading and teaching.
听不听？行不行，在我们自己。
But it's up to us whether we will listen to it or obey it.
我不敢说我每一次都听。
I cannot say that I obey every time.
我更知道我每一次没有每一次都行。
I know that I have not obeyed it every time.
这就是我们在基督徒的生长过程中一个生长的。一个生长的过程。
This is it happens during the growth of a Christian.
所以当我念到这里的时候，我想到这里，我就有一个感觉。
And so while I was reading this, I got this feeling.
但愿我能够听得更多。
I wish that I would listen more.
但愿我知道他讲话的时候，我不要把那个关掉。
I wish that I know who is speaking to me. I will not turn.
可是我常常可以把它关掉。
But very often I turn it off.
我常常可以 rationalize 中文怎么讲？找出原因来。我可以把它 rationalize. 我可以找出我的原因来。
Very often we rationalize it away.
我太太说你一切都是歪理。
My wife said that's not the it's opposite from the truth.
这个内心会，所以说有为什么？在耶稣在第一世纪的开始的时候，责备那些法利赛人说他们都是什么硬着景象，心里面特别硬的人。
No wonder Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees in the gospel, saying that they're a stiff neck, a stubborn.
所以我觉得我们有时候也是 stiff neck, hard.
How very often we are stiff neck and hardened heart.
我们心里面很硬。
We are very hard.
所以我就是答应跟大家一起分享。
So I want to share with you.
我们的确知道真理在我们里面。
we really know that the truth is in us.
所以我们要听。
So we should listen.
我们现在看到这个书的第二个主题。
Let's look at the second main topic of this.
很可能这就是为什么约翰写这封信。
Very possibly, this is the reason why John wrote this epistle.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认识耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，他就是那迷惑人敌基督的。你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得到满足的赏赐。凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神；常守着教训的，就有父又有神。第十节。若有人到你那里去，不是传着教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安，因为问他的安的，就在他的恶行上有份。这就是第二个主题。第二个主题，基督徒的爱心的限度，这是一个题目。
The topic for the second section in this epistle is from verses 7 to 11 is the limits of Christian love.
你有没有想过基督徒的爱心有限度吗？
Have you thought of this limit to Christian, to Christ's love?
这里面我们有思想几点。第一点，哪些人不能爱？有限度就表示有些人你不能爱。哪些人你不能爱？
Let's think on this. When there's limits to Christian love, that means there are people that we should not love.
那么这些人，我们不能爱他，是因为他伤害我们。他怎么伤害我们？
Who are these people? We don't love them because they have hurt us. How did they hurt us?
那么对他们，我们应该怎么样跟他们来往，或者是？处理。
So how do we interact with them?
所以呢，我们来思想一下这三点。
So let's look at these three subpoints.
哪些人我们不能爱？
Who should we not love?
他这里说，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，这些迷惑我们的人。
Verse 7 says, many deceivers have gone out into the world. They are deceiving us.
又把它称为是敌基督的。
And they are described as antichrist.
那么我们知道敌基督是一个，可以说是一个专有名词。
We can say that the antichrist is a proper noun.
当我们谈到敌基督，
When we talk about antichrist,
我们所想到的只是在使徒行传第十三章第一节到第十节里面所记载那个将来要来的这个世界的一个统治者。
We may think of in Acts 13 about the future ruler who is described as the Antichrist.
这个人他要跟基督为敌，不但跟基督为敌，他要取代基督的。
He is not only the enemy of Christ, he wants to take over Christ's power.
那么这个人还没有来，对不对？
Now, this person has not appeared yet, right?
所以他现在说，那迷惑人的也是敌基督，我相信不是指那一个敌基督。
So in verse 7, John saying, this is the deceiver and the antichrist. I don't believe it's the antichrist, it's mentioned.
只是说，这个迷惑人的，现在很多人，他们好像敌基督一样。
We can explain the deceiver is like the Antichrist who will come later.
所以在这个约翰一书第二章
So in 1 John chapter 2
第十八节那里
Verse 18
他约翰曾经说过两次，他说哈，小子们啊，如今是末时了，你们曾听见说那敌基督要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。这里你看，第一个敌基督是个单数，第二个敌基督用英文翻译是个双数，复数，不是双数，复数。
In verse 18 it says, mentioned Antichrist two times. It says, children, it's the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrist have arisen.
所以现在很多人出来了。
So there are today many antichrists have arisen.
是这凡是来到我们当中要迷惑我们的。
All those who come among us to deceive us.
包括所有的假先知。
Including all false teachers.
都是像敌基督一样。
Are like the antichrist.
那么我们知道在这个时候有些什么人是敌基督或者 是迷惑我们的
Do we know of some antichrist today or people who are deceiving us?
在约翰的时候、
during John's
不是今天
time,、not today, during John's time.
我们知道有法利赛人
We know that there were the Pharisees.
他们认为你们不受隔离的人不能得救
They believe that if you are not circumcised, you cannot be saved.
可更多的呢在这个约翰写这本书信的时候的有一些人是所谓的叫做诺斯底派的人
But there's a group of people during John's time they were called as Gnostic
我记得好像牧师最近也讲过有关诺斯底的人
I think the pastor talked about the Gnostics recently
所以这一代这个那个时候在地中海这个很流行的
It's a very popular movement in the, around the
area. 是一种所谓的异端呢、啊。他们混合了，有包括了基督使徒的教导，也包括了异教的想法，也包括希腊的这一种，什么神话，也包括了星象，各式各样的方术都包括在里面。
The belief include some teaching of the apostles, some heresy, some Greek mythology and astrology.
他们认为这个世界有两个势力，一个恶的，一个跟善的在争战。
They believe that in this world there are two major powers. One is the evil power, another one is the good power, and they are fighting each other.
他们不认为这个世界是一个真神所造的。
They don't believe that this world is created by the real God.
可他们认为这个世界是一个次等的神所造的。
And they believe that this world was created by a second tier God.
Second, 次等的啊。很有意思。我现在想看看各式各样不等级的神。那么他们认为呢，人有魂。有这个肉体跟魂是分开的。
They believe that man has spirit and flesh and they are separated.
肉体是邪恶的。
And the flesh is evil.
可是呢，他们认为人可以放纵在肉体的情欲上面来享受。
But they believe that they can indulge sin in their flesh.
他们只要能够承认他们是罪，那他们只要承认有这个知识就可以得到那个真神的照耀就可以得救不需要赎罪
So as long as they know that it's sin they have this knowledge that it's sin then they will they receive the forgiveness from God they don't need to be redeemed
更重要的他们不认为基督耶稣是基督
And more importantly, they deny the deity of Christ.
他们认为耶稣在受洗以后，基督降在他身上。
They believe that after Jesus was baptized, Christ came unto him.
所以这位有基督的耶稣在世上行神迹做教导。
So this Jesus who had Christ in him performed the miracles while he was on earth.
但耶稣被钉在十字架，这个基督就离开了。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, this Christ left him.
所以他们完完全全否认耶稣是神又是人。
So they completely deny that Jesus is completely God and completely man.
否认他道成肉身。
And denied his incarnation.
当然也否认他为我们的罪死。
And of course deny that he died for our sins.
也否认他复活
and denied his resurrection also.
所以这些人很多
so there were a lot of these people.
因为在那个时候他们有很多这种方面的所谓的异端的教导也有很多的这些自称为哲学家的在希腊很流行
at that time there were a lot of these people teaching heresy and there were a lot of philosophers doing the teaching also.
他们到处旅行,
they traveled everywhere.
到每一个人那边去, 到每个人家里, 到不同的地方的教会去, 他们去宣传这一些, 他们目的是什么?
They visited people at their homes and in church. What's the purpose?
他们目的就是第二点, 看到他们怎么样可以伤害我们。
Their purpose is in the second point, and that is how they can hurt us.
我们刚刚说到什么是真理。
We just talked about what is truth.
他们所认为的把我们一切真理都推翻掉了。
They overturned all the truth that we believe.
他们要毁灭我们的信仰。
They want to destroy our faith.
他们要在我们当中, 在我们教会中, 在家庭中, 有一种扰乱。 暗中来破坏,
they want to cause disturbance in our homes and in our church among us and to create this undercurrent.
所以我们看一下提多书,
so look at Titus.
提多书的第一章,
chapter 1 of Titus.
我来念一下, 从第十节开始念,
starting from verse 10.
因为有许多人, 你看这是什么人哈, 不服约束, 说虚空话, 欺哄人, 那奉割礼的更是这样, 那些人的口总要堵住, 他们因贪不义之财, 将不该教导的, 教导人, 败坏人的全家, 是这些人, 他们在那里败坏人家的全家, 他们是不服约束的, 说虚空话的, 倔强的, 欺哄人的, 所以这些人就来伤害所有的基督徒。
The people who hurt the Christians in those days, they are described in verses 10 and 11 as rebellious, empty talkers, deceivers, especially those of circumcision, and they must be silenced, otherwise they are upsetting the whole family, teaching things they should not teach.
他们不但 教导他们不应该教导的, 他们还靠了这个来赚了很多的钱。
And moreover, they do it for a sake of sordid gain.
那么我们看一下使徒行传, 保罗也给以弗所教会有一个警告。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
20章,
Paul also gave the Ephesian church a warning. Chapter 20.
这里说什么呢? 第20章, 我们看28节。
We'll read verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。29节，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。 就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝解你们个人。所以这些人是一个披了羊皮的狼。
So verses 28 to 31 describe these people as wolves and sheepskins.
来到他们当中,
they came among them,
他不爱惜羊群,
not sparing the flock.
换句话, 他对你, 我们没有好处,
and in other words, 而, they did not do us any good.
而且要毁坏我们,
but their, the main purpose is to destroy.
这是他们怎么样能够使我们受到伤害。
That's how they will hurt us.
我们知道, 保罗写信给这个加拉太的教会也谈到这一点，说我刚刚离开不久，怎么你们就有人已经跟随其他的人去了？
Paul also wrote about this to the Galatian Christians. He said, "I just left you. How come you have left the faith already?"
你假如看哥林多后书和哥林多教会也有这种情形。And
it also happened in the Corinthian church, as recorded in 2 Corinthians.
所以我们知道什么是迷惑人的。
So we know who are the deceivers.
我们知道他怎么样会来伤害我们。
And we know how they hurt us.
那么我们怎么样对待他们呢?
So how should we treat them?
刚刚我们已经念过了。
We just read.
说, 你不要接待他们，连问安都不行。
Don't bring them into your house, nor give them a greeting.
我看到这里的时候，我在想。
While I was reading this, I was thinking.
我们真的这样做吗？
Should we really do this?
我们是不是太无情无义了？
Are we being not very nice?
连问安都不行。
We shouldn't even greet them.
我们是不是心胸太狭窄了？
Are we too narrow in our heart?
你们有没有想到这一点？
Have you thought of that?
我想过。
I have.
我的的确确是挣扎过。
I really struggled with this point.
我问你，你有没有碰到这种状况？
Let me ask you, have you encountered a situation like this?
有没有？
Have you?
我常常碰到这种情形。
I often encounter situations like this.
你们有现在在 university 念书的哈？
Some of you are university students.
学校秋天一开学。
In the fall when school starts.
在很多过马路地方就有人在那里穿着西装笔挺，你早上去上课，我们去上班，他就递一些这种书籍给你看。
You see the people wearing suits standing at intersections, and then when you go past them, they'll give you some literature.
我也不知道他是真的正统的宗教还是异端，通常不会是正统的。
And I don't know if they are for real or not, or they are just preaching heresy.
你到飞机场，
if you go to airport,
现在少了，因为911以后你人就进不去了。以前你一到飞机场一坐下来，就有人要跟你谈神。
In the past, there were many people in the airport.When they see you, they approach you, talking, want to talk to you about God.
还叫你要买玫瑰花。
And ask you to buy a rose.
有没有到你家来敲门，要跟你进来跟你谈宗教？
Do you have people knocking your door, wanting to talk to religion?
你开不开门？
Do you open the door to them?
拒绝他们。
Reject them.
那我们是不是真的那么无情吗？
Should we act this, like this?
可是我看了这个约翰二书，仔细看完以后，我了解。
But after I read the second John carefully, I began to understand.
因为按照当时的这个希腊的生活习惯，
It's according to the Greek tradition at that time.
当你对一个人问安的时候，
When you greet a person,
表示你很高兴看到他。
It means that you're very happy to see him.
Yeah, 这也就表示你祝福他。
And also means that you wish him well.
你他离开的时候，你祝福他做一切都能够成功。
And when he leaves, you want to wish him well in everything he's going to do.
所以说我们不要讲，我们不要去问他答案。
And that's why I said that we should not greet these kinds of people.
我们为什么要祝福他，让他的异教要比兴旺起来呢？
Why should we wish them well that their heresy will grow and be successful?
这也就是有的时候谈到是为，现在我才了解为什么基督徒的爱是有限度的。
That's when I start to realize that there's a limit to Christian love.
对使徒约翰来讲，
to Apostle John,
他所强调的只有两点。
He emphasized only two points.
第一点，
First,
他要强调异端的危险。
He wants to emphasize the danger of heresy.
那么第二点呢，他一定要坚定我们在主里面对真理的确信。
And second point, he want us to be firmly established on the Christian faith.
因为我们知道圣经告诉我们说这个撒旦终日在寻求他可以吞食的，对不对？
Because we know from the Bible that our enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion, roaming everywhere to seek whom he can devour.
Devour 很厉害，把你就吃掉了。
He wants to swallow.
要把我们毁灭掉了。
He wants to destroy us.
所以我们要小心。
So we should be on the lookout.
所以今天跟大家思想到约翰二书这两点。
So today we talked about two points from the epistle, second epistle of John.
第一是谈到神的真理。
First is about the truth of God.
也谈到爱。
And also talked about love.
我们知道神的真理在我们里面。
We know God's truth is in us.
随时随地的在警戒我们。
And it's, the truth is warning us all the time.
随时随地的在教带领我们。
And it's leading us all the time too.
可是有个好处，我觉得神的真理也随时随地在安慰我们。
And also, the truth of God comforts us all the time.
假如我们听到他越多，我们会觉得他的安慰越多。
The more we listen to him, then we will be more comforted by him.
那么我们也看到第二点就是异端。
The second point we looked at, the heresy.
迷惑人的。
The deceivers.
要来扰乱我们的。
To upset us.
我相信我们在日常生活中常常碰到这种状况。
I believe we encounter these situations very often daily.
有的时候我们真的要真的可能要多多学习究竟这些异端是什么样子的。
We really should learn more about these cults.
不小心的话我们就会受到他们的诡计啊或者是陷阱。
Otherwise, we will very easily be deceived by them.
所以作为一个基督徒在这个世界上我们要小心。
So as a Christian, we should be very careful in this world.
但愿我们坚定我们在主里面的信心。
May we establish our faith in the Lord.
但愿神的恩典继续不断地带领我们。
And may the grace of God continue to lead us.
这是跟大家分享到这里。
That is my sharing today.